This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Appreciate what that might symbolize, though. I mean, you know, maybe not on the face of it, but just what it might mean.
I think it's an arbitrary number, so yeah, I don't. What would that mean? You tell me.
The only franchise to never have a 4,000-yard passer.
Okay. Probably some that don't have a 5,000-yard passer either, right? So, I mean, it's just a number. So
you're new, but that's kind of a big deal here.
Yeah.
Apparently it is.
That's hilarious. I had not heard that. Thank you, Jason Leisure, as we welcome him back into the Rahimi Harris and Grody Show with Gabe Ramirez here. It's kind of a big deal around here.
I love Ben Johnson even more because of that statement.
I do, too.
There's a lot of teams don't have a 5,000-yard passer. What a D.
It's pretty good.
In the best way.
I think, you know, I wasn't there for that. Emma, were you there? Chris Emma joins us in studio.
Hey!
As we teach. What's going on, Chris
good
Emma?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to Chris Emma, everybody. Chris, were you there for that when he was saying that? Was he saying it with that little Ben Johnson smirk and kind of looking at the reporters through that look that he gives us when he knows he's playing a little game?
We've gotten that quite a bit lately, too. Yeah, he had that smirk going like, they want to win this game. And that's first and foremost on his mind. He's not thinking about 4,000 yards. He knew the question was going to come up, and he answered it as well as he can. But he wants to beat the Lions. He wants that 2 seed. That's all that's on his mind right now.
Well, you and I know better, I think. Or maybe you have a different opinion. I got to believe that there, as much as it is right to say, and he is correct in focusing on the postseason, he wants a big, huge piece of the Detroit Lions, and it's because of what happened in Week 2, and it's because of that's the team from which he came.
In a perfect world, the Bears win this game, say, 52-21, and they are throwing the ball
talk about
play
arbitrary.
After play with Caleb Williams and getting him over that 270. I think that's Ben Johnson's dream, is to get back at the Lions, to take it to them, get revenge for that game, and then go on to the playoffs.
Is there something to, you know, if the Bears lose the 2 in a row? I mean, you know, obviously this game, you want to lock in a 2 seed. You lose to the Niners, you know, a playoff squad as well. I mean, I know the Bears fans are watching this and saying, we have to win this game. But in the event they lose, I mean, do you think this team is the kind of team that would let it get to them?
I mean, Ben Johnson said it. We don't want to lose 2 in a row going into the playoffs. Like that's his mindset. That's this team's mindset. He said that right before they stepped into a team meeting. And you better believe he's drilling that into their heads of, let's finish the season right. Let's get this win to cap things off in the regular season and head into the postseason feeling like a team to beat, a team that can make a deep run in this thing. So he has done an excellent job this season instilling the right emotional values in this team each week, whether it's not overlooking the Browns, whether it's paying attention to what's on the line with the Packers, whether it's getting those 11 wins to get into the postseason, as he said, and here they are at 11 wins in the postseason. he is getting the right emotional edge out of this team, and I know he's going to do that again here.
And he is, again, Chris Emma joining us in studio. You could follow him on X at CEmma670. He, of course, is a Bears reporter for 670 The Score. He has been out there. Unfortunately, I feel like I haven't been out there because of the wild, wacky schedules that we all go through during the holidays. I haven't been out there forever. But is Caleb talking about the 4,000-yard thing? We heard the Ben Johnson response, which was hilarious, if not disappointing. What is Caleb talking about? Is he talking about that?
Caleb Williams was asked about it, and I even had a follow-up in terms of his goals in setting records for the Bears. Like you said it, no other team in the NFL is without a 4,000-yard passer. This is infamy for the Bears, and now they've got a young quarterback, led them to the playoffs in his second season, who's taking flight and looking great. Like, it was a really strong performance on Sunday night in the Bay Area, and he wants to keep stacking these performances, so you know Caleb Williams well enough by now. You know this matters. We got that cut ready. Here's Caleb Williams.
You're 270 yards away from getting to 4,000. To what extent does that matter to you?
Yeah, I think for me, it'd be cool just in the sense of there's never been one here, and you know I think I was brought here for you know those type of things and those type of moments that things that haven't been done here, you know, to try and be able to accomplish. And, you know, I think it, you know, like I've said before, the self goals and all of that always gets swept under when you go for the team goals. And that's winning ball games. And so that's first and foremost in my mind. That's first and foremost for this team, because the most important thing is winning ball games and heading into the playoffs with, you know, some momentum and some good energy heading into the playoffs.
I love that he says and puts it on himself, and he's right. He was brought here to take care of all of that stuff, and it kind of starts with the 4,000-yard thing. And I think, Chris, symbolically, it, even though I know Ben Johnson was just having fun, it's a huge deal for Caleb Williams to get to 4,000 yards as far as I'm concerned.
I think for him it's kind of amateur hour. It's let's get this done and go on to the next thing. Let's win playoff games. Let's set more records down the road. And I followed up after that question asking him about the records just set in a Bears uniform. Whenever he talks about playing for the Bears, it's not this season. It's about 10, 15 years alongside Ben Johnson and winning championships. He's so set on what his career is going to look like and believing he can achieve it. So I followed up, Caleb Williams, what do you think about setting these milestones in a Bears uniform? Here's Caleb Williams.
You came here obviously understanding this franchise's struggles with the quarterback position in the past. What does that do to drive you in terms of the idea of shattering records and to really assert yourself as atop the record books here in a lot of ways?
Yeah, I knew that coming here. And like you said, and that's a goal of mine, is to be top of them all. I want to be the best quarterback, not only for Chicago, but in the league. And you know, that starts with consistency. That starts with me preparing the right way. And so it's important to me because that's, you know, I don't get up to be mediocre. I don't get up to, you know, not come to work and, you know, be at my best and go on the football field and, you know, do what I do. And so I want to keep growing. I want to keep growing for myself. I want to keep growing for my legacy, but I also want to keep growing for this team.
Chris, when you heard it at the end right there talking a lot about growth, he even sounds different from last year. And I don't want to have it be something so simple as Ben Johnson's here, so Caleb Williams is mature. You're there all the time. When you've seen his maturation in real time, you personally, what is it? Like, what is it that's changed about Caleb Williams that has him carrying himself the way that he's carrying himself now?
I think it's the fact that he's enjoying success right now. And early in his rookie season, he was keeping this positive glass half full mindset of it's all going to work out. My career is, like you said before, 10, 15 years and winning championships. And it's tough to say that when you're under a losing streak that's hitting 10 games and your coach is fired. And you don't know what's coming for you in this franchise that you feared it was coming to in the first place, that this down and change and struggles. And here he is now with the head coach he believes in and who believes in him, and a team that's on the takeoff right now. Year one with Ben Johnson, you're in the playoffs. You're dreaming that you got a legitimate chance to win a championship this year. Everything that Caleb Williams said is coming to fruition. More so the way he's described it, he's living in the known now. And that's the phrase he gave us a couple months ago as the wins were starting to stack up and he was really believing in what this team could do. Everything he said that was going to happen has come to fruition now. And even taking it back to the first game against the Lions, and I sat there at Ford Field and asked him, Caleb, what's the feeling at 0-2? And he kind of scoffed a little bit and was like, we got a long season ahead of us. And that sounded alarming at the time. Like, ooh, this could get really ugly here. This team's just not ready. They rolled from there. Here they are in a rematch of the Lions, Week 18. The Bears are the North champions. The Lions are eliminated from postseason contention. You never would have seen that coming that day at Ford Field. Caleb Williams did. He believed in this all along. He's enjoying the process of taking off with his team and being the guy leading the way.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's pretty amazing, though, what they've done since then, or really even since the bye week going into the Washington week, where you really fixed your run game. You did. You fixed the DeAndre Swift. You fixed Kyle Manungai. You fixed the interior of the offensive line was not always great. It was a little stumbly out of the gates, and now you have a couple guys that are going to the Pro Bowl. So they fixed that. They fixed their rookies. They fixed Luther Burden. They fixed Colston Loveland. And you know what I mean? They just weren't getting, especially Loveland, he wasn't getting targeted. They fixed your favorite offensive lineman, Ozzie Tripillo.
It's Zapillo.
They fixed him.
That's it if you know, you know, right there.
Yeah, it is. It's Zapillo. They fixed him. There's so many things that looked impossible to us, and we try to be level-headed reporters, and now, as you said, it happened.
Yeah, and look, Ben Johnson deserves so much credit, of course. He's the head coach. He's the guy in charge. This coaching staff has been excellent, and it's an extension of Ben, of course, but the way that they develop players, and you can find so many individual success stories of guys who you could have written off back in August or in the offseason, and they are making a difference now. Nobody knew who Nashawn Wright was going into this season. Mm-hmm. Ozzie Tripillo was factored out of the tackle competition midway through training camp. He's a starter now for an offensive line that's been, talk about a worst to first. I mean, that old line is a great strength for this team right now. So many things have transpired this season where you feel like this truly is year one and a foundational year for success. And by the way, they're the North champs and got a chance to make a deep run here. Like, everything has gone according to plan for Ben Johnson. Nobody's surprised in that building. I think we're all certainly surprised outside that building, but man, what a ride it's been.
When people say, hey, man, you're here, you know, try to take the most of, or make the most of it in the present. Is that where you come from too, Chris, when you're looking at this team and where it's at? Or are you like, hey, you know, you're here, there's the future of the team and et cetera? Or are you, will you be disappointed in what would be, you know, an inevitable loss?
It's both to me. I think of it as the 2015 Cubs when that team took off and had 97 wins and made it to the NLCS. And you're thinking, this is an unbelievable ride and they can win the World Series. But enjoy this because they're going to come back next year stronger. And they won the World Series in 2016. And here are the Bears. I'm not saying they're winning the Super Bowl next year, but this is a team that looks like legit, that looks like it's got staying power to be great for many years to come. Nice. And this is exciting. Nice. Like, you should get greedy. This team can win the Super Bowl this year. This team can certainly win some playoff games, and it's been a while in Chicago to have that. But if it doesn't come to fruition, you're going to get better this offseason, and you're going to come back stronger, believing you're the team to beat in the North for years to come. They take the North and never give it back, as Ryan Poles once said. So you feel like everything's right before you right now.
All right, Emma, the Bears going to beat the Lions.
I think so. I think that emotional edge they're going to feel going into this game, not only for the two seed, but They want to get even. They want to get back for that embarrassment they suffered at Ford Field. And I'm curious where the Lions are emotionally. Ben Johnson said Dan Campbell's going to have them charged up and ready to go, but I think this Bears team is going to be juiced. I think they get a win on the lakefront.
Nice. I think Dan Campbell will be charged up. I'm not sure that the Lions themselves will be.
Right, you know? And you'd like to think
they're disappointed.
In theory, he's supposed to inspire the players, right? But I'm more with you. I've seen too much. We've seen it. Like it's human nature. Like if I was an NFL player, I'd make business decisions too.
You're thinking Cancun, right? You're thinking where? How fast can I get out of that building, pack up my locker, and get out to the off season? That's natural. And yes, Dan Campbell is the master motivator. He's got a team that's going to be ready to go, but I think the Bears are certainly the better team, which is funny to see after the way that Week 2 game went up in Detroit, and I think they got the stronger emotional juice, so I think the Bears get it done.
It's interesting when you're looking at the whole thing, right? I mean, the Lions whooping your ass in the beginning of the season, things change and shake up. You have a hangover from last year where you don't make the Super Bowl. I'm talking about the Lions themselves. And I thought that in itself was going to affect them more than anything, where they had all these wins. They thought this was going to be the year. And not only do you miss the Super Bowl, but then you lose your offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator. I thought they would take some sort of a tumble. I didn't think they'd miss the playoffs. But so it'd be interesting to see where the player's mindset is at the end of all of that. It's not just that you missed the playoffs. It's that you missed the Super Bowl, you lose your guys, and now you're sitting 8-8. Having to play a Bears team that turned the tide on you.
I don't think the casual fan knows how much Ben Johnson did for Jared Goff, beyond just the plays and the creativity, how much he did in terms of preparing him for each game, for each play even, to get him ready to understand what you're going to see in coverage and how you're going to attack. And that is a catastrophic loss for the Lions, losing Ben Johnson. And you've seen it play out that way. They are not the same team, certainly offensively, struggling defensively as well. It's just, that is a different Lions team that misses its offensive coordinator. And from the Bears side, you're saying, man, we're glad we got this guy.
Emma, you're the goods. It's good to see your smiling face in the studio. I know you're going to go down the hallway. You could catch Chris on WBBM starting at 3:16. Don't That's be right. late for traffic. Do not be late. Let the traffic is the priority. Traffic and weather together. You know.
I'm the Neil Fiorito pregame show.
Yeah.
Who said hello, by the way, in the hallway? He said what's up to you. I forgot to tell you that.
Who said what's up?
Neil Fiorito.
Oh,
yeah.
I love Neil.
Our guy.
Bears.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.